Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to tip of the week number 7. And this tip of the week, we are going to talk about how big is your plate? What does that mean, huh? So today we are, I'm going to talk about dinner plates. So these are the two plates that we have in our home. Okay. This is our typical dinner plate, right? Big dinner plate. This is a smaller plate. So this would maybe be like a side salad type plate, right? So they fit inside each other. So let's just notice this here for a hot second, right? This will make sense in just a minute. So I want you guys to kind of think about your dinner plates at home. So how big are your plates that you typically eat? Like, let's just say like lunch and dinner on, are they typically something that's big like this? So this is probably like, I don't know, 12 inches, pretty big. This is obviously like half the size. Okay. And so how big are your plates? Are they maybe somewhere in between? Are they bigger, smaller? So why does that matter? Right. Okay. Let's talk about why plate size matters. So using a smaller dinner plate, can actually have significant benefits, when it comes to weight loss and overall health really in general. So when we use a large plate like this, what happens? What do you think happens? Do we use smaller portions or bigger portions? What do you think? So when we use bigger plates like this, we are more likely to use larger portions and consume more calories, right? Because there's more room to put more food, right? Which leads to, of course, overeating, which can contribute to weight gain and other health issues when we're, you know, when we have excess weight, right? We have more health issues if we're overweight or whatever than we do maybe if we're thinner, maybe. Okay. So by switching to a smaller plate like this, we naturally serve ourselves smaller portions, right? Because there's less plate to fill up. So we don't have this huge, gigantic plate to put 3 heaping spoonfuls of cheesy potatoes on if we're eating cheesy potatoes for dinner and a big steak and hopefully a vegetable, right? If we have a smaller plate, we're maybe only going to put 1 scoop of cheesy potatoes on here and maybe a smaller piece of steak and a maybe same size serving of vegetables or maybe a little bit smaller because there's less surface area, right? Makes sense. So when we use a smaller plate, we naturally consume less calories without even realizing it because there's just nowhere to put stuff, right? And additionally, of course, using smaller plates and consuming smaller portions can help regulate blood sugar levels, improve your digestion, and it can also help reduce chronic diseases such as like heart disease and diabetes, right? So interesting. Also, using a smaller plate versus a larger plate can help us use and practice mindful eating, which I love to talk a lot about mindful eating. So when we use a smaller plate, we're more likely to pay attention to what we're eating and also eat and chew slower because we're like, oh, wow, my food is disappearing faster. Let me slow down, right? I'm almost done. Let me savor this. So it's kind of like psychological, if you will, when you use a smaller plate. So whenever you slow down and practice mindful eating or intuitive eating, you might've heard that phrase as well too. When you slow down, it helps us feel more satisfied with our meal and it actually helps us reduce overeating and snacking in between meals when we actually mindfully consume our food and sit down and chew it and taste it and notice how it feels and notice the temperature of our food, right? When we practice that mindful eating and intuitive eating, we really do become more aware of our food and we don't just scarf it down and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so full, right? So that's kind of the difference and what I wanted to talk about with larger plates and bigger plates, because using a smaller dinner plate is just simply a simple, more effective way to improve our eating habits, support weight loss, and just promote overall better health. So curious if you guys want to. Of course, if you're on the podcast here, you won't be able to do that. But if you want to pop over into the Facebook community and join the free Facebook community that I have, this link is down here in the show notes. You guys can join this community and watch the replay that I'm doing, well, now live in the community on plate size. And you can kind of get a visual because I have my two plates here that we use. And you can kind of get a visual for that. And so if you want, like, take a picture of your average dinner plate and just kind of notice it and be like, oh, wow. Yeah, I do fill this sucker up whenever I eat every meal. Interesting. Maybe I should switch to something smaller, or maybe you do have smaller plates. So even more fun fact, in our house, I used to always serve dinner on these plates. Not really lunch. Maybe if I was making a wrap that I would like spread the wrap out. And like, I always heat up my wraps before I fill them, you know? So I would put my wrap on here just because they're like, what are wraps are like usually an 8-inch wrap, I think maybe. I don't know. My gluten-free ones are probably smaller. But anyway, I would put it on here so that I could warm it up and then fill it. So that might be a little different. But we used to always eat dinner off of these very large plates. And about a year or two ago, probably about a year, I would say for sure, I was thinking about this one day when I was writing part of my course for intuitive eating inside my Blissfully Balanced program. I was like, wow, maybe I should switch to smaller plates. That would be really interesting. So I have. Now we eat dinner 98% of the time off these smaller plates. And it is really interesting because it definitely has reduced the amount of food that I eat. And I definitely am a firm believer in like eating like 5 to 6 smaller meals a day rather than like 1 or 2 really big meals and like one snack. And so it is really interesting because now I'm more mindful that I will fill up like a good chunk of the plate with like vegetables. And then, you know, of course my protein and all that's good stuff, but I'm more mindful. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to really fill up and get more veggies than the other things. And it's really interesting because I noticed that I really don't need to fill this whole gigantic plate. I also, especially whenever, in the wintertime, I do more like home style cooking stuff, you know, like spaghetti and casseroles and things like that, right? I live in the Midwest, so it gets dark really early in the wintertime. It's like pitch black outside by like 4:30. So I have more time inside to cook meals at night. And so I've noticed, especially when we eat pasta like dishes, I will use these smaller plates. Because whenever we use a big, large plate and try and fill that with pasta, we're eating so much more, right? Just like I said earlier, we're eating more calories and bigger portions that we really don't need. And so the eating off of a smaller plate will also help you just be more mindful of like how much of a portion you're really eating and like, whoa, wow, that's too much because I filled up too much of my spot on my plate, right? So anyway, just wanted to give you that tip of the week this week, noticing how big your plates are in your house. And if there's something you can do to maybe switch your plates up to maybe something that you already have, or maybe go buy one smaller plate just for yourself and see, use that for like a week or two and see if it really does help you be more mindful of the portions that you're consuming. And if it helps you to reduce your portion so that you're not overeating and you're not consuming more calories than what you really need to. So, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed that tip of the week. Like I said, if you're on the podcast here, you can grab the show notes below, or in the show notes below is the link to my free Facebook community, where you can see me live every week doing these tips of the week, if you enjoy them. So, all right, that's tip of the week number 7. Talk to you guys next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.